So yeah, I want to start a small talk about the Linux kernel, because actually in this dev room, it's quite rare that we talk about the Linux kernel at all. So first of all, I'm not a kernel developer. I'm not even a software developer in C. I'm just a sysadmin of an HPC cluster here in the university. So that's the perspective I'm going to give you. And as I said, we put a lot of care in this, the HPC community in user space. Like, we compile the software of our researchers with a lot of care so that it uses all the features of the hardware underneath, all the best instruction set of the CPU. We also use the tool chains with modern compilers, modern libraries, so that we can squeeze all the performance out of the software of the researcher. But on the other side, we have the kernel, and we don't even look at it. We just install, usually, the kernel that comes from your Linux distribution of choice. And there's a reason for that, and it's because you want stability and compatibility in the kernel space. The Linux kernel that is shipped by the Linux distributions has a lot of features that we like. So the people in the Linux distributions, they put a lot of effort to make sure that the kernel works, is stable, is secure, they fix vulnerabilities, you will get updates, and you have a kind of standardized environment where, for instance, vendors can provide you with kernel modules, they will work, and there's a good understanding of what you can expect from your system. But we would also like to see what happens if you can improve the performance of your cluster by optimizing the kernel, because the kernel is shipped in a very stable fashion. It's very portable as well, but that means that the instruction set that it uses is not optimized for the hardware of your system. So it uses a generic instruction set for x86 CPUs so that it works on all 8 x86 CPUs. But if your CPU has other features that are specific to that model, they will not be used by the kernel. And we want to do that also without losing all the stability and compatibility I talk about. So we don't want to break any user software that is already running in the system.